This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Black pastors are finding it unconscionable that the Smithsonian Institute is refusing to remove Margaret Sanger from a display entitled Struggle for Justice. Sanger's so-called Negro Project proposed that she hire educated black pastors to help her convince blacks that they needed to be put out of existence by means of contraception. Black pastors are furthermore demanding a Smithsonian apology to the American people. Planned Parenthood is making much of the admitted fact that hours of that investigative video were edited for public distribution, something done in all TV news broadcasts. A review of their experts' findings, however, shows that no videos have undergone any tampering. What this means is that each scandalous statement obtained in the investigations may be relied upon as having been said. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit hopeafterabortion.com or call 888-456-HOPE. In other headlines, a state investigation in Missouri finds that a St. Louis Planned Parenthood may be engaging in the so-called specimen sales derived from abortions. Hillary Clinton is comparing pro-life activists with terrorists for disagreeing with her belief that Planned Parenthood makes significant contributions to the health of women. And protests against Planned Parenthood are spreading internationally to places like Honduras, Mexico, the Netherlands, and Slovakia. This has been Life News Radio.